The Shift Brewer has seen his shadow. Six more weeks of hazies. This is the perfect pour.
Only 6 more weeks of hazies?
Oh, yeah. And we clean up in the West Coast.
It's a clear summer is looking clear. Is that what you're trying to say?
Summer's looking clear.
Oh my gosh. Welcome
clear
to
for
the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be hanging out with you for the next hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes to entertain your beer ass. We're here for it.
Beer ass.
Dad jokes. later on the show, we're going to be talking about some beers we were drinking last week, and the listeners are going to call us and give us some information to talk about. And we're going to be talking about culture and beers to look out for before the show. We are tailgating with beers. I tailgated the tailgate with a 16-ounce gummy worms with the new label.
Oh, yeah.
The new label refresh, and it looks, it doesn't look great. I do not like, the colors don't look right. It's just not, I see what they're trying for. It's almost there, but it's not quite there. And then the beer tasted, I mean, it's probably just mind over matter or something, but the beer tasted different too. So, I don't know. Wasn't happy, but I still drank it all.
Doesn't taste fresh. You think they snuck in a recipe rebuild with
the new label? They put the new label on old beer. That's what they did.
Ooh.
So, I don't know, man. I think it's everyone.
You think they've been collecting those upside down six packs?
They're like, let's just keep them. Well, I got a plan for him.
Well, this guy's turning our beer upside down. We'll fix him. We know what Save Marty shops at.
Yeah, we know where it goes. Yep. You guys can get, they can get me. The Bullard and West and the Herndon and Milburn Save Marts, they can completely shut me down with those
guys. There's one guy that buys gummy worms.
There's one dude. Let's just give him old shit with new labels. He thinks he knows, but he doesn't.
I think they changed the hop profile.
And then right now I have a Hoppy Poppy. You remember Hoppy Poppy, Figueroa Mountain? One of my favorite IPAs back in the day. Haven't had it for years. Or I don't know if it's been years, but it's been a while. But they've got them in 12-ounce cans now, and that was at the Save Marts as well. I was like, all right. I think it was Save Mart. Maybe it was the market, but I think it was Save Mart. I was like, all right, hit on that. I've been enjoying that this week, being caught preview. So that's what I've got going on right now. Matt, what do you have in front of you?
Well, the beer that I'm drinking, I can't announce just yet. Oh. I'll let you guys see it. The label.
Damn it. It's a cool label.
Thanks.
Fresno. It's from Fresno. Yeah. It's a beer from Fresno.
If people, I guess it's from work, from Tioga. If people listen to our social media, they'll know when the show drops what it is. But.
Bow, bow, yeah. Bow. It's released Friday, Saturday? Is today no. Friday? Oh, no. Oh, next week?
It'll be announced by Friday.
Oh, okay.
And then before that, I had a Forced Love.
Nice. Is that are there new batches of that out now, or what's the rebranding of it or something?
It's now called Forced Strong. A little bit of a different graphic, same message, same purpose.
Okay. Proceeds or some proceeds go to Forced the Fire Relief or. Forced stuff, things. Yeah. Or not. It has nothing to do with the forest.
What?
Dude, like what's changed about the new, because I know the original forest strong was Creek Fire, help with the Creek Fire. Is this like changed now with the new one? Or?
It's multiple layers. There's last year we started doing 1% for the planet, just kind of like generalizing that we want to help. When the Creek Fire happened, we came out with Forest Love, and that we kind of started funneling money towards the Shaver area. But there's now the Central California like resilience fund. There's like there's an organization dedicated to repair and the, you think I know all the words right now, but now that there's more permanent resources for, you know, fixing the damage or helping people, we're trying to align this beer to funnel with that. So it's kind of a 1% thing. It's kind of giving back, more focused.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So
it's for more, it does more good than your regular average beer does.
Yeah, you're indirectly helping by.
I'm helping. You're just Ralph. You and Ralph, like Ralph are the same. Nick, what do you have?
My beer? Mm-hmm. I have my 16-ounce can of Old Rasputin.
I hope that's new. Is that still from last week?
No, I went back and bought more. I like this idea of 12 ounces is good. 16 ounces is just that much more gooder.
Really good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yep. I had to find more of these.
So that there's a new bomber of that Carl Strauss, the peanut butter cup Carl Strauss that
wow
comes out every year. At the market, and it's like $11. Do you think that's too pricey, or I'm just not used to, because this is, you know, a seasonal, very popular.
But it's a bomber.
Beer. It's in a bomber.
Is it Imperial Peanut Butter Cup?
I don't think so. I think it's just, you know, they're peanut butter cup.
That sounds high. Mm-hmm. That should be like $6.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that. For a bomber?
Yeah.
And this is like a, you know, a only once a year seasonal. Very popular. Meh. Probably had to use a lot of Reese's cups in it, you know. A lot of resources.
Reese's sources.
So there, that's what we're
$11
drinking.
$8.50.
Oh man, didn't want to do this, but I guess we just got to pull the Band-Aid off, because this is something that's going to be in all three of our culture items. So we might as well just get it out there. For those that aren't on Instagram, this might be news. If you're on Instagram, you already know what we're going to be talking about here. But
did it drop on Twitter at all? I spent like 30 seconds looking.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on beer Twitter a lot this week, but I've not.
So my question is, does Chew Your Beard know?
Yeah, I don't know that. I haven't seen Chew Your Beer talking about it. That's why. Yeah, Chew is a Twitter guy all day.
Right.
So he might not known this, but unfortunately.
Well, spoiler alert for Chew and others not on Twitter or only on Twitter.
Sadly, it was announced this week that our friend and family, Zach's Brewing, is closing. This weekend will be their last weekend in business at their building that they're at now. Steven and Gail and Kayleen are having to gave in to all the everything fighting against a brewery right now. especially a new
beer pressure.
New, you know, and they will be closing their doors at the end of the day Saturday. So, what was that? Yeah. I don't know. There's so many things to talk about, and then also don't even want to talk about them. So,
right,
but
is craft beer over? That's all I'm at.
Yeah. You know, they took on a building downtown Fresno that was, you know, it was a auto parts, or not auto parts, but a mechanic shop, right? Auto body shop. Wasn't, you know, nothing was ready for a brewery, but it was a very cool building. You know, the bones of it were very cool, and the spot was very cool because, you know, Tioga needed something with it. Tioga, successful brewery, beer garden there, right there in a key location in downtown Fresno to try and revitalize the area of Fresno. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of been Tioga and the baseball stadium pretty much just trying to keep that spot alive. And Zach's went in there and, you know, made a big play and totally renovated this large space and, you know, did something that we haven't seen in Fresno before. And then to boot, brewed great beer and just good people and stuff. And just, it was a great, they did everything right as far as I'm concerned. And, I think just that combination of being so, so big and having to do so much to the building. And then COVID comes, and it's just what can you do? But live with it, I guess.
Moment of silence, yeah, I guess, for that.
Yeah, it deserves it.
It's a lot for me to process, just because it's the loss of a business, you know, across the street. Literally, like, that's my dream, is to like walk out, you know, the front door of our adjoining businesses and, you know, like hold up a cup of coffee and just kind of like nod at each other. And so it's like I'm losing that, and on top of it, it is personal, at least for the brother and myself, because it's family. Mikey, you're honorary family, so
thank you.
You could sense the loss of it, so
yeah.
It's just a lot to unpack, but you know, even if you look at their post, and even from myself talking to them, they back up that they, you know, they don't want to disappear. They don't want to just be like, cool, we tried that, see you later. But they're hoping to remain a name that's, you know, in people's households. So I'm wishing the best on making that happen. Part 2.
Hopefully there's talk of them going to the incubator just to keep, you know, just keep a heartbeat going. But, you know, that it's going to take a huge, huge deal to get back into a position where you can open up a brewery again. But, and you know, it just sucks, because we've talked about it before, but just that, you know, we've had Steven and Gail in here and Kayleen in here, and when they're beginning, and I think before they'd even found a place, right? I mean, Steven and Gail have been coming here on the show, and
when they were just doing festivals and
yeah,
giving it away,
to see them go, you know, follow them through the whole process of like, hey, I think I want to do this. I think I want to open up a brewery. And then the trouble they had to go through just to get that place open, and how long it took.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Nick even knows that very well. So it's like,
yeah, it was a fun project to work on, and I'm not trying to make this anything other. I know it sucks for them, but I am sad that they're losing that building too.
Right.
It was just such a fun project to work on. And Matt and I have history down there too. Our dad worked in that building before it was six other businesses before they got it.
I didn't know that.
It was a warehouse for candy and tobacco back in the day, and he worked
Associated
there.
Associated Tobacco and Candy.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever noticed the window, they had like the old window frames on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
When they were taking those down, you could actually see through the paint, you could see the letters of Associated Tobacco and Candy. Wow, so that's where they got the idea to repurpose them to say Zach's Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. It was a little kind of tribute to it.
That's they saved a remnant of the old building when they replaced the new storefront windows out front.
And that originally was where the carriages, the horses and carriages for the city were, right?
Building?
That's how old the building was?
Different time period, but
slightly different. Well, your dad wasn't part of that, too?
Oh, yeah. He used to light the gas lamps at night.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see? One day,
this is going to be a brewery, see? You're crazy. Oh, no, you'll see. You'll see.
I believe it was, I'm a little fuzzy on the history now, but I think it was like 1940, the Associated Tobacco Candy Company was started. And I think it ran through the 80s.
Man, that's actually a long period of time. Man. Damn it. Well, I mean, I found out on last Saturday just going in there randomly picking up beer, and they told me, and I just think, I mean, putting the aside all the pain and suffering that they've had to go through and the money factor, like there's got to be some relief knowing that it's like you're not having to stress about that anymore, you know, stress about like, how are we going to pay this month? How is this going to, what can we do to get this turned around kind of thing? And I mean, I don't know if it's morose to say this, but you know, when you have an old family member that's just goes through so much pain and they finally pass on, there's just, it's like you miss them, but there's also a relief of just like, man, I don't have to worry about them being in pain anymore. It's like, it almost feels like a death. So in that way, all you can do is just hope that, I think that they'll be happy making beer, you know, cause that's really the whole point of it.
Yeah.
And, so I mean, they can still
get after this, that, I can't see him doing anything else.
Yeah. I don't think they can go. I don't know that they can. I mean, I'm sure they could if they had to, but go back to old, you know, regular day jobs, you know.
Are you saying this was his Star Wars moment for the next many generations? You know, he has to relive.
He can't ever come back to Tatooine.
Oh, so he's got to go to Clovis. Is that what you're saying?
One day,
I heard Clovis is the next up and coming town to open all your breweries.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah. What the hell? I may never see these new breweries out there in Clovis because they're Clovis.
Hope you like gummy worms.
I'm just gonna keep going to Save Mart. Hey, the Aldi opened up in my neighborhood.
Oh, man. I
gotta go check it out.
What's their selection?
See if they have anything.
Get that brew dog.
You guys haven't been there yet?
No.
All right. I want to go.
I'm going to try to go tomorrow and see if there's something there.
Stop at Harbor Freight first and get your machete.
Has it been?
It's a rough part of town.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. There you go. Zach's Brewing. Closing its doors.
I am curious to see what they do next. You know, before they found that building, it was stressful, but also kind of fun going around Fresno looking at different spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably auditioned at least six buildings to put a brewery into. What do you think about this? Could this work?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll do that again. I don't know if they'll Right. I don't know how they'll open up another one now that they've been through this.
Right.
I hope they do open another one, but yeah, it was crazy. Like, we found a lot of different spaces to put. We even looked at one that had an option to put a brewery in the basement. It had a full basement the size of that would have been equal size of the tap room.
And wow.
We were trying to figure that out. Was logistically a nightmare, but.
Well, yeah, if it doesn't have, like, how are you going to get tanks down there and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. How are you going to get bags of, you know, sacks of grain and hops down there? And then you're going to pump the beer up, you know, 15 feet to the cold box. Or transfer kegs upstairs somehow to a remote chiller.
If anybody can figure out an extremely long draw that would make a Steve Skibby happy, he always wishes that there was just a pipeline that ran down Fulton, and each bar can just, like a public utility, they could just tap in and have a direct line of beer.
Never-ending flow of beer.
Yeah. So
a 6-inch beer main.
There's got to be a purpose for it out there. Just run a Tioga line down the street. And
booster pumps every mile.
Put in the conduit. You just got to bore under the street for, you know, bore a mile. That's it. No biggie. I'm sure. I mean, it sounded that there sounded like the owner of the building has somebody waiting in the wings, and that's why sort of Zach's had to go quicker than they wanted to be going. So I can't imagine a brewery not going in there again, but it's going to be hard for me to go into, like, they have some brewery just walk into what the Zach's built there and just be able to just turn the
key. Pretend they did all that.
Yeah, and just turn the key and be like, we're open, and not, you know, the Zach's had to go through the struggle of getting that building ready for a brewery, and then somebody else just walks in and says, thanks, bro, and starts brewing. That's going to be tough to look at some point. Mm-hmm. Something I never really like connected to when you hear about some other brewery, like some San Diego seems like this happens all the time where some brewery leaves a location and another brewery swoops in and uses it. And you're just like, oh yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it sort of, then when you experience it sort of secondhand, like me or something, you're just like, oh, that isn't that cool. No matter who
it's kind of shitty.
No matter who goes in there, it's like, well, but then I don't know, if you're opening a brewery and there's this building that's ready for a brewery already. I mean, what do you do?
Business is business.
Oh God, that's the worst fucking saying ever. Just business, bro.
Just business, bro.
Fuck you.
Wow. All right, Nick. Well, Steven, Gail, Kayleen, you did a great job. Just sometimes it doesn't work. Things don't work no matter how good a job you do. And I mean, they're integral in that whole, that's why the whole area is called, not that Tioga doesn't play a major part too, but just why it's called the brewery district in general. I mean, if Zach's doesn't come along, then probably that wouldn't be there. There'd be no reason to call it. You can't just say Tioga's the brewery district. But I know that across the street, they're just a couple doors down from Zach's. They're making that little spot there that's going to have some tap room in it and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe they can get some handles in there.
I forgot about that. Is that still under construction?
The boards. Wow. Yeah, you can't see what's going on in there. So
The boards indicate yes, huh?
There's plywood, so.
No, there's 411, and that incubator's still going. There was an, I forget the name of it at the second. There's another brewery across the street from them. They're still going. But the tap room that 411 was going to utilize, it's still moving forward. I heard with, as you can imagine how last year went, it kind of slowed things down a little bit, but I heard they're still making progress.
Too many pools being built and there's no contractors available.
Hey, I need a pool. Kidney bean shaped.
Yeah, classic.
Well, I'm sure we'll be revisiting this this episode and more episodes to come. But what else? What else is going on? Anyone else have something else? Matt, do you have something else we can talk about? Or there's still something you want to talk about with Zach?
I'm still processing that one. You know, yeah. Obviously I wish them the best. And I did see something from Liquid Gravity pop up in my news feed this afternoon.
Central Coast, shared it with you guys. Liquid Gravity? We'll share
seeing it with if
the rest of us.
I was hoping that you would run the company credit card and
give us a couple of bucks. I actually clicked to
expense it.
I clicked to see about buying it, and then I don't know. I hit some sort of password. I think my password wasn't working or something, so I stopped. But
was it a Nigerian prince? Did he ask for a deposit to pay you back for millions?
Yeah, and I gave it to him. So I'm looking to get some money here pretty soon. I'm gonna get an cash infusion.
So five breweries came together. It was the anchor brewery amongst all of them was Liquid Gravity, but they involved Faction, Slice, Rip. I'm going to butcher this name. The guys that used to do Alpine, the
McHenry.
Yes. So they all did a different IPA. If you order a four pack, you get all four individual beers. And so there's a double, there's a black double IPA, there's a West Coast, and I think one of them's a hazy West Coast. But pretty cool collab for some pretty big names.
Hazy West Coast. Yeah, man. That's a lot of breweries I like. And they have a variety pack of that. I didn't even know you could do that, man. Well, I guess I did because of the beers of the world, across the world or whatever.
Oh,
Beer Camp. I missed Beer Camp. I hope Sierra brings back Beer Camp next year, I guess. But it sounds like a beer camp. But it's breweries, we know.
So yeah, between picking up my to-go beers from Zach's, this Liquid Gravity, House of Pendragon has a couple new beers. They have a what is it? You'll know the line, Mikey. I love you and I know.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So they have a dual IPA release. And then
Harrison Ford.
I was also informed. I'm also informed that Crow and Wolf will be doing growler fills this Saturday, Clovis's newest brewery.
Ah. I hear they have a beer with my daughter's name. So Reggie's tied with those dudes. So
is it Ford Ranger? Is that your daughter's name?
Yep. Ford Ranger. We're going to name her Ford Ranger.
Are you just looking at your truck outside the window?
What's her name? Ford Ranger.
We need a middle name, sir.
Ranger.
Light bars.
Light bars.
Ford Ranger Ranger.
Ranger Ranger.
Ford Ranger Ranger. I'm carving wax off my bottle. When's the last time you carved wax off a bottle?
It's been a while since we were in the studio, probably.
The Could you tell that's a wax bottle?
Oh, yeah. I heard the wax.
Oh, I'm going to regret this tomorrow.
No, you're not.
I love gold.
Zach's closing. We all deserve a little extra beer this episode.
Drink all the barley wine. Is that what you said?
Yep. What do you got there, Nick?
Oh, I am to that point in my life where I'm digging in the old beer drawer. This is a Manzanita Brewing Serenity Barley Wine.
Manzanita.
Yeah. There's a brewery you haven't heard from in a while.
I know. I'm like, whoa, blast from the past. Barley wine, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, you're really going for it.
I hear shitty flute TikToks happening in the other room.
Is your wife recording TikToks? Is that what's happening?
Yes, or no, she's just perusing. Barley wine.
Feels like I'm going to lose my mind. You just keep on filling my glass up with your barley wine.
Oh, good on you.
There's Nick. No date on this, so.
Oh!
Hope the alcohol label looks like it's been around for a while, though.
Hope the alcohol kills everything.
Mm-hmm. Just not me.
Kills everything but me.
All right. Are we still doing culture?
Yeah.
Are we waiting for me?
Sure.
All right. Aromacoma.
Oh. Drake's. Wait, right?
Drake's. Drink Drake's.
Drake's. Drinkdrakes.com.
Live long.
Send us beer, Drake's. We just said drinkdrakes.com. Send us beer.
Aromacoma returns in 16-ounce cans.
Love that beer. Oh, I don't think I've had Aromacoma from a can.
I have not. And I got excited because I thought, oh, yeah, Aromacoma in a can. But then I remembered I like Denogonizer, not Aromacoma.
Oh, wait.
No, this is shit.
Wait. No, I meant Denogonizer. Oh, shit. They put Aromacoma in a can.
Oh, I got excited for nothing. Which I do think the Denogonizer is in cans this year, too, if there is still any out there available. But anyways, this is being released and readily available for you. Looking forward to that. If you go to their website, they talk all about it and how the Aromacoma came about. I guess it started in 2009, and I didn't realize it was a rye IPA originally.
Hmm. I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah. Nah. Dropping knowledge.
Knowledge.
But I like this idea. I like, mm-hmm. I think I would do 16 ounces of this beer.
I'll look out for that.
Maybe 32
ounces. Look out for that in our mailbox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another looking out for is Alesmith's Speedway Stout Espresso and Madagascar Vanilla also in 16-ounce cans.
Oh. Where are you going to get that in town?
I don't know. Who's got Speedway? You know things I don't know.
Well, no, Victory used to, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
I doubt they would.
I don't know.
That was one of those beers. It's like I never know when it was coming out or who distributed it or any. It's just like it would just pop up, and you're like, "Oh, right. Hey!" Yeah. Just emerge from the cave and just grab it, and
World Market would have it on sale for. or let you get it on discount if you build your own six pack.
Forgotten about Cosplus. One day we'll get vaccinated and go back.
Yeah. Back to shopping for old beer.
Back just to kidding. The warm shelves.
Yay. All right. Mikey.
Yes.
I know you're still looking for a bike.
Yep.
I know New Belgium sold out.
Uh-oh.
Would you enter to win the 30th anniversary Brooklyn Bicycle New Belgium bike?
What's Brooklyn about? Is it hipster?
It's Brooklyn. No, that's just the name of the company that built the bike for him.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's pretty sweet. They're
actually cool-looking bikes.
Mm. I think.
Oh, yeah, I'll enter that.
I would have to break my
New Belgium
moratorium to get this bike.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll take free stuff from them. I'm just not going to give them money.
But you're representing the brand. They're like, oh, Mikey likes a fat tire.
I'll sand that shit off quick.
And then for the rest of the year, all your relatives are going to bring you fat tire for every get-together.
Yeah. Hey,
saw your That's bike.
A, like, oh, man, he really likes fat tire. He's got a bike and everything. I'm going to get him fat tire for the next 5 years. He's going to get that for his birthday. Yeah. Fat tire. Oh, he's really into fat tire.
He loves the fat tire. Hey, man,
I brought you some craft beer. 12-pack of fat tire.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, it's Christmas. We got the New Belgium riding pack.
Check it out. You like craft beer? Here's some Blue Moon.
Fuck, yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd step it up.
I just opened up a new beer from Boomtown. This is a total label buy. Artist Series Graffiti IPA. And it's got the, what paint company is that one?
Oh, the Krylon.
Yeah, Krylon. It's got like
classic Krylon.
Yep. Classic Krylon thing. Boomtown is from Los Angeles, Los Angeles, California.
That's just, you know, there are certain things where you just look at them and go, I wonder what it'd be like if I could ingest or drink that. And that's not something that pops up on my list. Is like,
paint?
What if you could drink? What if spray paint was a beverage?
Hmm.
But I could, that could just be my own opinion.
It's actually pretty good beer. It's a double unfiltered, though. Unfiltered, Nick, sorry. But it is a double.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
All right. I entered you as Seymour Butts to win that bike.
Seymour Butts. Can I see more butts here? Is that what you got, Nick?
That's my culture.
Culture. Some looking out for is for me a couple of sliced beer companies. One called Hippie Cabbage. And it looks like it's got a cool can art, and then it's a West Coast triple with Mosaic and Equinox.
Go ahead and add that to my list.
All right. We'll add it to Nick's. And also one from Slice called the Vaccinator.
Oh, no.
And it's got a Cyborg Strength West Coast IPA. It's a collab with the Auburn Ale House. So it's got like a Terminator name, but it's called the Vaccinator. And
the Vaccinator.
I saw that things are starting to come back online. I saw Eureka Burger has restarted their Steal the Glass Night. The old classic Steal the Glass Night from Eureka Burger has begun again. So things are, nature is healing. Steal the Glass Knights are coming back. So I don't know if you can get a glass, if you get something to go. Can I still get a glass if I get to go beer?
Oh, you got to buy the bag of beer to get the glass now?
Yeah, I don't know. I would think they would let me do anything. If I'm going to spend money, you know.
Yeah. Buy the glass.
Yeah. Steal the glass. Really, it's just buy the glass.
Well, yeah. Why don't they call it steal the beer?
Steal the beer.
Buy the glass.
Because you're paying, like, seems like a extra price for that beer. Oh, you're stealing the glass from us. Hee. Just tell me I bought it, okay? Feel better. And that's about all I can do with that segment. I'm talking like Mickey Mouse.
Ah, fuck you, Pluto.
Whoa, Mickey, come on. That's what I'm going for.
Whoa.
Damn. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys notice my new sign in the background of my Zoom?
The one above the closet?
Yeah. Oh, it's a Disneyland sign. I see. The end of it.
Replica.
Replica.
I should correct myself. I noticed it. I didn't know that it was new.
Where did you get? Wasn't that guy that on Instagram that makes the replica signs? It wasn't that guy. Where did you get that?
Where's that? No, it's from the Disney store.
Oh, it's from the Disney store.
Official online store.
How badly are you guys jonesing for Disneyland?
You know, we know how crazy it's going to be when they do open up, and we don't want none of that. So we're going to wait patiently. Although we would, if they said you can go at a normal crowd, you're guaranteed a normal crowd. If you go today, we will be there in a second.
Right.
Do not want part of the overrun madness.
Right. Once I'm,
it's going to be the next 6 months.
Family's fully vaccinated. I'll go. Jump in there. Yeah, because we were due for Disneyland like before the pandemic happened. We were just like, man, we were overdue for Disneyland. We got to go. And then pandemic, it's like, so it's, I haven't seen Star Wars Land. So the.
Oof. Eh. Don't meet your heroes, Mike.
Oh, okay. Hey, I met the Disneyland Chewbacca.
He's pretty okay.
Cool. He doesn't look right, but he's still pretty cool.
Okay. If you're going to drink with Chewie all day, yeah, please do. Go hang out and drink beer.
Man, I gotta drink beer in that bar in the cantina, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were so desperate we were even thinking about going to Florida to Disney World.
Dear God, don't do that.
I know.
I mean, just to see Florida reps. Don't go for any other.
Oh, yeah. No, there would be a grand to get it if we went all the way over there.
A grand to get it. Grande. Get it.
Mas grande.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two. That is the phone number of our voicemail line. You can call that number and leave us a message, and we will play it on the show. And you can also record your own message and email that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
Even me?
Even you.
Wow.
Next time you go to have a Dole Whip, call us and let us know how it is. When you slip a little vodka in your Dole Whip at Disneyland, in your flask.
This is water.
Water. Tasty water. Let's start with a traditional voicemail.
Perfect Pour, it's Donnie. Haven't heard from me in a while, and we are drinking in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Mikey, I would like to say
yes. Thank
you for the cheers last week. It's always nice to go out and have a beer with your kids especially since they don't mind being seen with you. So that was nice.
Rarity.
Secondly, you guys brought up Foo Fighters in today's show. And a shout out to my other daughter. She was on national TV a couple weeks ago for the inauguration. And she is the kindergarten teacher from Seattle, Mackenzie Adams, that announced the Foo Fighters on the inauguration show. So that was pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of her. She's worked pretty hard. She's also single. So,
dang.
You know, brewers or brewery owners out there that want a nice girl and a fantastic father-in-law, you know, just let me know.
Badass.
Anyways, you guys brought up Olympia beer. They want to bring back the Tumwater. Olympia and Tumwater basically right next door to each other. There's some great craft breweries down there. You've got Three Magnets. You got Matchless. You got Headless Mumby, which is awesome. They just do lagers, though. Top Rung Brewing, Triceratops, Soul River. And then there is Well 80 Brewing. And they sit on top of one of the famous artisan wells. And they only use that water for their brewing. And that's how Olympia got famous. Their big thing was, we only use artesian water. So, anyways, you know, it's typical. Other than that, we are phase two. We are phase two, meaning we can drink now. Well, you know, in restaurants. So, everything's going good up here, though. Thanks, guys, for everything you do, as always. Oh, Wazoo, I'm coming your way, hopefully, at the end of March. I'll hit you up before I come your way. I got to get some of that sliced beer that everyone's always talking about. So, anyways, guys, keep up the good work. Bye.
So wise. Bye.
Washington.
The part that sticks with me from that voicemail is he's like, oh, if you're a brewer or a brewery owner, but that's like opposite ends of the spectrum, like 90% of the time. Occasionally those two overlap, you know.
It's a while. But Donnie.
Go for the owner. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, weird.
Depends if you like beer, if you like money.
We're sort of connected to the Foo Fighters now, guys, because Donnie's daughter introduced the Foo Fighters in the inauguration celebration. Which I watched that live. That was a solid performance from the Foo Fighters. So,
so now can I get a pair of those Vans? Do I have a connection?
Yeah, you got a connection.
Sweet.
So now you could literally use, I know a guy that knows a guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the inauguration.
Yeah. We're pretty much best friends with Dave Grohl now.
Yeah.
Basically. Grohl, next time that Foo Fighters come through Fresno, they'll come in the studio here, obviously. Hang out.
Yeah.
Play a couple songs. Be on Dorktown and The Perfect Pour. And Flowing with Famous. Wow. And if they like Harrison Ford, they can be on Get Off My Podcast.
It was formerly known as Futon 55, but it's been upgraded to Futon 606.
Okay.
Which Dave Grohl Studio is Studio 606.
Oh.
So now it's,
Now I see.
Futon Fighter?
Futon Fighters. They hate futons.
All right, Mikey. So Dave Grohl shows up to the studio. Yeah. You hand him a Pliny, and he looks at you and goes, you got any Coors Light?
I would say I would hopefully have a artisan Pilsner somewhere and say,
Pilsner.
How about try this? Try this, Dave. How about this?
Try this.
I know you like your Coors Lights, but look at this. Here's a lager. Here's a craft lager, Dave.
Or should you always be prepared and just have one Coors Light just in case it's
just Dave in Grohl case shows up. Dave Grohl shows up? Everyone should always have some Coors Light.
The emergency break glass in case of emergency.
How bad would that be if he's like standing in your driveway and he's like, I just want a Coors Light, man. Your neighbor's like, Coors Light, come over here, bud. He doesn't even know who Dave Grohl is.
John, no! Well, hey, man, I got Coors Light. You don't even like the Foo Fighters. Yeah, but I like Coors Light.
He says he's in this band called the Foo Fighters, but he looks just like the drummer from Nirvana.
Looks like the Nirvana drummer. No, it's not him. There's no way that's the Dewanner drummer.
I swear, if you shaved his beard off, it'd look just like him.
Did anyone ever tell you you look like the Nirvana drummer? Yeah, now I gotta go get some Coors Light, I guess. Just in case.
Just one. Get the twist off. Lynn.
He won't care.
Hey, guys. It's Courtney. I'm driving Courtney through the brewery district, but I'm here to pick up beer this time. I just got
some. Yay!
I might check out Procreation, but is Payday isn't till next
there you
Friday.
Go.
So, also, there's that whole budget thing. In fact, Wazzy Corvette asked me the other day when we were on Zoom why I hadn't gotten the Tioga Rush Hour, and I, you know, told him basically rent. Anyway, back,
living.
One of you asked about your favorite car from your birth year. I'm not a car person, so I had to look this up. I was born in 1979. My first thought was Ford Mustangs are really great, right? Late 60s. Oy. The 1979 Ford Mustang is the ugliest car I've ever seen.
But now it looks cool.
As a kid, my dad had a 1978 Brown Pinto. I still think that's a better looking car than the 1979 Ford Mustang.
Wow.
Yeah. That's about it. It's the first weekend of outdoor dining in Fresno, if that's your thing. I am staying home, though. Stay safe, everyone. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Wow. Brown Pintos beat the Mustang. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. That was Courtney picking up beer in the the brewery.
Never
district.
Gonna make good beer. Always gonna let you down. Picking multi IPAs and weak lagers.
Not knowing that Zax was about to close.
And so the Trans Am in 1979 still looked pretty cool.
Oof, good call.
She's right about that Mustang, but the 70s Mustangs are bad. But I saw one just so happens today on 99. I saw a trailer towing a couple like old classic cars, and one of them was the 70s Mustang. I wasn't quite sure what year it was, and it looked cool, like retro cool to me all of a sudden. You know how things can just look like ridiculous for a long time, and then all of a sudden one year you're just like, oh wow, that's really cool. And some reason It looked very cool. Like, I think those 70s Mustangs are going to be trendy. You don't see hardly any of those. It's very rare to see.
Oh, they're probably dirt cheap right now,
and they sort of like look, you know, retro cool. Now, I understand they did look like they sort of always look, even when they came, even in the 70s, they didn't look great. They completely, the Mustangs completely lost their way for a while, like completely got away from being Mustangs. And it wasn't until, I want to say maybe like the early 90s when they sort of went back to the 60s style. Sort of been okay since then, but
yeah. Wow. Wait.
Didn't the Fox body start in 1979?
I'm looking at that too right now. It kind of has a Fox body feel.
That was a popular.
The 89 Mustang is probably my favorite of all Mustangs.
Whoa. What is the 89 Mustang?
The 89 5.0 Mustang is a hot little car.
Was that little one that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was 2 years before the Vanilla Ice video made them popular. So they didn't have the vented taillights and all that garbage.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it was 78 to 93 was the Fox body.
No wonder.
Obviously, the later ones looked better than the earlier ones, but the platform started then. So that's a good one. And then so the brother will understand this, but there's a lot of like weird car collectors. They were like in the late 70s, they were saving vehicles. So it's like you'll find them. Like a good example is like the Lincoln Mark V.
Oh,
like
no.
Late 70s. There's like every time I open YouTube, it's somebody's like, oh, we just found this rare ultra low mileage, never dealer prepped or a 1978 the Volkswagen convertible Beetle, and you're like, cool, it's still a 1978 whatever.
Yeah, I would see, I would go convertible Beetle because that was the last year they produced them in Germany.
Yeah, but as far as a cool Volkswagen, that's not. Oh,
no, it's not. As far as but if you're in the 79s, I would consider a Beetle convertible.
Yeah, thanks. You were waiting to do that.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
He
waited until
we got to the Volkswagen talk. We had to go Volkswagen before he tangent.
We were on point with the Mustang talk. Then you went Volkswagen-y. And I had to call you out on it. Sorry.
Yeah. How come you waited till we talked about Volkswagens? Let's talk about that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because the Germans.
The Germans.
Well, now that January has come to a close, I guess it's time to announce a winner for the Untapped January check-in contest for a perfect pour, top pour neck gaiter. Ooh. Hey guys, it's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve!
And I want to bring you guys the winner of January's contest. It is none other than the beer warbler, Mr. Junior. Junior won hands down. I believe Radar. Mark Ratty, he came in a close second. He kind of kept it close between him and Junior for a while, but Junior just sort of pulled away and, But I will need Junior's info. I will contact you, Junior, soon and get your neck gaiter sent to you. February's contest. Let me get started with February's contest. We're going to make another untapped contest. I want people in the Perfect Pour community, I want to see your most creative check-ins, which means you have to check into a beer. You have to take a picture. And I want you guys to be creative with those pictures. Use your dog. Use your cat. Use stuffed animals. Use a blow-up doll. I don't know. Be creative. Maybe do some sort of theme with the beer you're drinking. I don't know. I want to see creative check-ins. And we'll kind of put it to a vote. We'll kind of, between some of those of us that are on the Zooms, we'll kind of narrow it down toward the end of the month. We'll get some finalists together, and then we'll announce a winner in early March. So, guys, get those check-ins started. Be creative with those check-ins as far as the pictures go. And in order to qualify for this contest, you have to take a picture. So it is the most creative untapped check-in contest for February for another perfect pour, top pour neck gaiter. All right, guys, that's all I got. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. So, by the way, those neck gaiters, Florida Steve, thank you. I have not had a chance to thank you because we all have one. I just have them here at the studio. You guys, there's one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have one. Your guys' is here too. I just keeping it safe for you guys.
Thanks.
So, you know, whenever you need it. Uh-oh. Matt, we can't hear you, Matt. Can you hear him?
So can you show you the go. Three of us on the camera and then put it in the show notes as well?
I will show you before the remind me. I have to go up and get it, but
just put it in the show notes. Fine. We'll look there.
Okay. I'll put a picture
just in case anybody is curious. Any bullet points of the show will always be in show notes.
Sure.
That's just like we edit the show too.
Perfectportpod.com. Check it out. Just look in your podcast player. There's show notes there. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Some nice notes you got there.
What do you guys use for listening to podcasts? What app? What method?
I am now doing Spotify for my podcast.
What are you using, Matt?
I split between Spotify and Apple.
A pill, not a pair.
I use Pocket Cast and Spotify.
Wow. I think I have a notification about a new Flowing with Famous, if I'm correct.
Yeah, there is a new Flowing with Famous.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Con and Janine.
Hey, guys.
Perfect port call for you.
Yep. To clear a couple things up, Mikey, the reason we went to Arizona is because it was Colin's birthday, and it's warm there, and it's not here.
Good. Pretty nasty here, guys. Not feel good at 40 degrees every single day, all day.
You get down the links?
We normally go to Glenwood for Colin's birthday, but Glenwood was, again, cold, and it was closed. So, and Arizona was neither of those things.
Nope. Fully open. And it was really fun. I recommend that to anybody that wants to try craft beer. They have some pretty good stuff out there.
So, and we like Arizona.
Phoenix area.
Yeah.
As Mikey, I know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And we did not get any younger, but we did get some heady topper.
Yeah, we get elder, but we do not get younger. I think that's a new thing. I don't know. Getting the heady is kind of cool, but we only get that like twice a year. It's only okay, but the younger would be kind of fantastic. If we had that, I'd probably buy it. Who's got time for an 11%? You know, it's all good.
And speaking of good beer, Con's been getting a lot of good beer in his hazy subscription box that I got him from Craft Beer Kings.
You guys should get a wife as cool as mine who buys you Craft Beer Kings beer box. It's so awesome. It comes every month. It's kind of expensive, but the beers are pretty cool. The North Park one was the best one so far, I think.
Yeah, it was like goodbye to 2020, or thank God 2020 is ending, or something with 2020 in it. And it was really, really good. There's also been a lot of good Humble Sea beers in there. Just a lot of the beer in there has been really delicious. I've been very impressed with the beer. So, yeah, highly recommend it.
Yep, Easy Pack's rocking. I know, so we decided we're going to go out and we're going to go to a new brewery every week again. We kind of stopped doing that since we get such good deals and we love the people at River North so much. But we went to a new one last weekend called Lukey, and we're going to check out a new one this weekend called Peculiar and hopefully follow up every week with a new one. There's so many here, so many new ones have opened, and maybe even visit some of the ones we haven't been to in a while, you know, like give it a chance again. We kind of, maybe we shit on them first time we tried it, and you know, everybody deserves a second chance.
Maybe I can level up on my Find the Source.
Yeah, get that Find the Source badge.
Yeah. So tonight, this month in February on the calendar, we got Florida Steve and Al Green and some art from Al Green.
What's up, Florida?
It's all Florida repping for the month of February.
All February long.
It's all cool.
Now look at your faces. You guys know who you are.
You want to see those guys? They're usually on the Zoom calls on Fridays.
Every Friday night. Yeah.
And Colin's very proud of himself because he just got a haze for days, level 90.
Level 90. That's 450 different hazies.
I got 100 back in October, but you know.
Ooh. When you get 100, I don't.
Because I drink more hazies than you. Anyways, we want you to keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Along with those... keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. All those neck gaiters I have for you.
Damn it. Always gonna
let you down.
I'm using the website for some backup clips here, perfectportpod.com, and click the menu button and you'll see the Paul page. But I also have Colin and Janine sent us a calendar, this year's calendar, for
just
for free, for funsies, and it's in the studio.
For no good reason.
That you guys haven't been able to see because, of things.
So basically, this year I'll go by without it.
Maybe. Wait, what is this? It's not my one. Oh, wow.
If I call you
Yeah, things are going well. Thanks, everyone, for calling the show. That was very nice.
And that's it?
That's it, man. That's
all we got. Aw. I'm sad.
Look, you guys made Nick sad. You should have called more. More of you should have called. Yeah.
Don't tell me it's just business, bro.
Just business, man. It's just business, Nick. Okay? We're taking over your whole shaville.
Shemazel?
Lockland Up Incorporated. We're going to do it.
We're going to make it.
Get it. Da, 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 da. Oh, shit.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
Technical difficulties here. Talk amongst yourself. Anybody have a new beer?
I got this Manzanita Serenity Barley Wine.
That's not new. We already know about it.
It feels new.
I feel like there's like a dry erase board over here in the corner. It's like no technical difficulties. And like we have it in minutes, in like 30 minutes. And I just had to erase it.
0 days since last event.
Just as you said that my power strip that I used to power this whole operation just fell off.
Remember when Louie would like get up in there like near the power strip and you're like no
yep, looking for crackers. Yeah, Louie update. Poor Louie is in the house right now again because these damn cat, because it's still so cold that the cats get in here and it's a whole thing. So poor Louie's having to stay inside the house and cry.
I just feel like you're just petting a cat on either side of you, and you're like, poor Louie, pet, poor Louie.
This is so terrible for poor Louie. All right, we're back online now. We're back in the game. Untapped, that's an app for beer drinking people to go on there and brag about the beers they're drinking to everybody else. Like, look at this beer. Look at how cool I am. Cooler than you. The no, Nick I'm 80. The Nick 80. What cool beers did you drink this week?
I had. Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, I'm
ready. I was supposed to do research before I
come on, dude.
There's a sentence right there.
I was supposed to do research.
When did Goose Island get bought out?
16?
No, way before that. No, it's 2013, 2014.
Okay, well, I possibly had a pre-buyout Goose Island for Bourbon County.
All right. I'll have to let it go.
Was it just like in a normal 12-ounce bottle?
Yes.
Yes. Then
2014 was the year of the bottle.
Yeah, because newer bottles, I believe they were 500 milliliter, and they were embossed with Goose Island on it. So, yeah, if you just had... If it just looked like off the shelf 12-ounce bottle with their paper labels on it, then yeah, that should be pre-buy.
So I had pre-buy a Goose Island, Bourbon County. And
how was it?
I hate to say it. It was still amazing.
Well, I mean, it was indie beer, so that's don't hate to say it. Say like this is what it used to be.
It was not only my first Bourbon County, but my only Bourbon County.
Mikey, are you trying to say there's like a special blessing on pre-buyout barrel-aged bottles?
Yeah. Father, Son, the Holy Indy. Amen.
Yeah. They're like triple crystal filtered or something like that? Or
They filtered the demons out.
It filtered through wafers.
Yeah, wafers.
Catholic joke. It's the body of Christ, filtered to the body of Christ.
Well, he chose wisely.
I started that sentence. And I'm like, should I finish it? I'm like, no. Half of me is like, no, don't finish it. The other half of me, I'm going to finish it.
That's fucking hilarious. Fucking finish it. So I had that. That happened. What else did I have?
Another bourbon dark beer. First time Bourbon County's been brought on the show in years. So
years.
I'm gonna acknowledge that.
Yeah. So early cheers. That was compliments of Dave Renteria. Remember him?
Renteria. Oh. Dave Renteria. I think I have a couple old Firestones from Dave still here in the studio. When Dave did that big dump of his old beers, he's like,
good choice of words there.
Take these beers. Dump.
He said dump.
These old beers.
When he stopped by the show and you're like, dude, you shouldn't have brought in all these things for the episode. We'll never get through them. And he's like, no. Keep them.
I'll never get through all these things is what you meant to say.
Keep them all.
I'm just trying to help you help me.
AB InBev purchased in 2011.
Oh, we didn't even go back far enough.
No. God, was
Craft Brew. You saying you had a 10-year-old beer?
Yeah. Man, no.
Wait, was I wrong about the buyout or were you wrong about the beer year?
The beer was 2014, but the good old Wikipedia is saying Goose Island was sold to AB InBev in 2011.
Hmm. Wow.
No,
you drank a Budweiser beer.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right, does it?
Budweiser. Well, that was back when, you know, when they were still knew how to make it.
Was that before it was cool?
Yeah.
The Brew Pub was sold in 2016.
Right.
I don't get this. How?
I think the Brew Pub like was existing as its own entity for a while after the first buyout, after the buyout, and then eventually like gave in. I don't know. I'm just theorizing my own theories.
What makes sense to my brain? This.
What else, Nick? The Nick 80 on tap.
So now that the world is slightly more open than it was a week ago, Barrel House is back open, and so our Tuesday night farmers market journey included a trip to Barrel House for some Big Sur IPA.
Oh, they had a little patio going, or
yeah, some patio action. They have their own patio attached to the building, and they have somehow claimed a center section of the promenade for the theaters. Ooh. Under a tent with heaters, and you can bring food in as long as you purchase a beer. They don't care, but they do want you to bring a beer.
Yeah,
buy a beer from them.
Yeah,
to eat in that area.
A kind of a curious thing to be in River Park. This is a major little open air shopping mall for us here in Fresno. That you would think it would be. They would have food and beer, but they're just all beer.
There's a reason for that.
Because they don't want to deal with food?
No, Yard House got it written into their contract that no other brew pubs could exist within a certain radius.
Yard House,
a brewery
Yard House exists, is around the corner.
But though. No more brew pubs, yeah.
Hey, that's what I would do if I was Yard House.
Thanks, Yard House. But I did not have to buy my cup of noodles as a food purchase. this time.
Yeah.
So when they first opened, you had to buy a dollar cup of noodles as your food item.
Uh-huh.
To be...
By the way, from personal experience, cup of noodles, bad pairing with beer. Does not pair well with beer.
Oh, okay.
Just FYI. And I like cup of noodles. Are you
saying this from like an alternative life experience? Yes. Are you saying this from...
Yes, from somewhat recent life experience, cup of noodles and beer, not good together. Not a good pairing. Apart, fine. Together, no. Doesn't work.
Matt will like this part. I had my mask on when I ordered my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him my card. Yep. Went back for round two. And I said, I'd like to close out. And what's the name on the card? No, Napolitano. I told you he was related to Matt. He looked way too much like him.
Oh, everybody knows Matt in town.
Yeah.
Well, our employee, Michelle, she actually works both Tioga and Barrel House. So there's a good chance that's who it was.
You allow that?
It was a gentleman. It was not a lady.
Gentleman?
Yeah, he said he worked at Goldstein's.
Maybe Justin.
He looked like a Justin.
Total Justin.
I would ask you if he had a curly mustache, but he probably had a mask on. So
probably had a mask on. Yeah, taller, thinner, yep. curly-ish yep. hair sticking out of the sides of the hat.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like the guy. I do know three people that work there. I assumed it would have been.
Wow.
It's just like the step that you're talking about is just like one step further than my first guess. So,
all right.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being acknowledged that you're related to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're welcome for me spreading the love that I patronize other breweries.
if it makes you feel better, Nick, when I go in a tower district, sometimes when I'm closing out a tab and they'll see my last name, it was like, do you know, it'll say my sister. And I'm like, yeah, that's my sister. Yeah. Oh, she's so great.
Oh,
she's so great. I was like, yeah, I know. She is. Yeah. Well, you're pretty lucky. I know.
That's right. I'm the asshole in the family. You're welcome.
Yep. I'm the douchebag. Oh, oh, you're Mike. Yeah.
You're that one.
Oh, okay. Well, have a nice night.
I promise we didn't spit in your food.
Yeah. When they find out I'm her brother, all of a sudden, then I get treated nicely. Like, oh, everyone's nice now.
I should use that against you. Yeah. The next time I see you in person and be like, aren't you my neighbor's brother?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Aren't you that guy that drives down my street in a Ford Ranger sometimes?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to judge you, but the 805 stickers.
Hey!
You're the wrong.
Make fun of my complete, one of those stickers that does the whole window. It's all 805, the whole back window, truck back window. Yeah.
Right.
Not stickers, but what are those? Those freaking iron-ons.
The transfer decals?
Yeah. It's just all 805. And I get pulled over all the time for it. Hey, you know why I pulled you over? My 805 transfer? Yeah. Can't see out your back properly.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's worth it because 805. I need to tell everyone I love 805.
I saw you pull me over.
Guess what? I bet you're going to go get an 805 after this.
You're not even going to know why you want it so bad.
Yeah, you're not going to know why. You're going to be at Save Mart. You're going to pick up a 12-pack 805. Mission accomplished.
Is that all you're drinking, Nick?
Yeah, that's what I was drinking.
Matt, Bearded Brewer, 87 on Untappd.
That's me. Wazoo, or Brian as we know him, he heard our cries of beer shortages and he
Wow.
He sneakily came through town and dropped off a new styrofoam box for us.
Oh, so my God.
I have some beers in a chest that I'll have to
beers let in a
you
chest.
Guys pick from. But I've been picking at them. And then from Urban Roots, which from the can, I would not have known this was an Urban Roots beer. I can show it to you guys.
Oh, what? I saw that. Yeah. Why? I didn't. That's crazy. That's Urban Roots. I saw that. Put that picture. I was like, mm-hmm. What brewery is that? I couldn't even figure it out from your picture.
It's just little tiny on the side of the can. Like, wouldn't have known. Like, if I was walking by it, I probably would have kept walking by it.
Yeah, that's not even their style at all either. That's crazy.
But it's called Isolate IPA, but it is a citrus single hop series West Coast India Pale Ale, 6.2%.
Yes. Add that to my looking out for.
Checked all the boxes. Then I had what was it? It was another Urban Roots. It was a collab beer. I didn't check it in. It had a crown on it, but it was one of those. And then from There Does Not Exist, Tony Baggs was in town, so he dropped off some beer.
Oh,
at more. Ocular Shift, which was an Imperial Double IPA, and Absent Origin, which was a New England. Both of those are very fantastic. And then there was a bunch of repeats, nothing worth blabbing about. But I already mentioned that I'm going to be ordering probably from Liquid Gravity and Zach's and that kind of stuff. So,
yes.
And Hop. So I'll give my beer drinking next week some more flavor.
Yeah. By the way, if you're listening to this on Friday, Zach still has a couple of days. You can get some beer, get your Zach's beer. I've got a exactly Mosaic in the fridge now. I don't know that I might not open that ever again. I don't know. Maybe.
I heard if you're looking for that beer, you should swoop on it.
Get in there.
A birdie told me.
My leg's cramping. Is that I'm old? Am I dehydrated? I think I'm dehydrated.
Yes.
Damn it.
Old and dehydrated. Pepsi Zero?
I'm old and dehydrated.
It's both.
Let's see. Well, I have my Zach's beers. I got that four pack of the exactly Mosaic. And I found out the bad news. I also Kayleen was nice enough to throw in a Fruchi Boochies, which I assume hopefully is a Kevin Smith Snoochie Boochies reference. They're sour, fruited sour. It tastes like a freaking pie, a cobbler. Like, you can somehow taste the crust in the beer. I don't understand how that's done.
But okay.
It's like crust you're transfer. Having a freaking slice of a cobbler. It's crazy.
No, thanks.
So you've got a couple days to get some of that Fruchi Boochies. Offshoot Beer Company, the brewery that's an offshoot of the brewery Visions. It's an Imperial IPA. Nice beer.
Alvarado
Street. I went downtown to pick up beer. I didn't intend on drinking anything on site or anything, but yeah. I told Reggie, I was like, "Hey, about 2:30, I'm going to be down there downtown picking up beer from Zach's and Tioga. If you want to meet me down there." And he's like, yeah, okay, I might do that. So about 2:30, I get a text from Reggie, like, while I'm down there, and it's just, you know, it's a picture of him having it. It's like a picture of his beer, and he's on a patio table, and he has a beer. So I didn't, like, really look at it. So I'm like, oh, he's at Tioga having a beer because Tioga's, you know, opened up. Their patio is opened up for drinking. Yep. So I'm like, oh, I wasn't intending on having a beer, but I'm like, all right, well, Reggie's out there having a beer. I'll do it. So I paid the taco fee at Tioga. It was a $6 taco fee. And it's a literal taco fee.
I get it. I get it.
You had tacos. It wasn't bad. Okay, got it.
And so I went and ordered a beer, and I sat, and then I sat down, and I looked at the picture, and he was at freaking Barrel House on the patio, Barrel House, having a beer.
That's not downtown, bro.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what did I just do? And I totally forgot the, you know, Tioga, you have the you know, it's sort of assigned seating. And I completely forgot that rule and just sat down like normal, like before.
Times. Oh, boy.
And they were cool. The guy was like, gave me a little thing and let me sit there, whatever. But so I basically just had that beer and then took off because I didn't really want to sit down and have a beer. It was just because I thought Reggie was there. I did it.
Oh, man.
And then Reggie ended up being somewhere else. So yeah, I had a beer at a brewery. It's a rare, only the second time in a year I've done that.
Just a little Bob Ross, a little happy accident.
No, we'll have a little happy accident.
No, there's no mistake.
That was a four strong, by the way. Four strong. Strong like bull. Your force is strong.
And in Russia, forest burns you.
Oh, man. There's so much wrong with that and so much right with that joke right there. That joke has everything.
I'm kind of sorry.
That's BinCon drinking. Go on Untappd and stalk us. That's fine. Untappd's pretty mellow. You can just stalk people. It doesn't matter. How we doing? Any new beers? We good?
Good. I think I should be cut off at this point.
No. You want to show up to work sloshed. I got to work this weekend. No Super Bowl for me. I'll see the
Bills are out. I'm out.
Bills are out. Fireballs. Fireballs out. XL Perils team is out.
You mean people want light bars installed over the weekend? No break?
They shut it down. No breaks. They don't care that it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I still mean my light bars installed. I'm like, yeah, man, I hear you.
And then, but once he shows up, he's like, hey, I got my team flags. Can you put those on too?
Oh, yeah. I got to get those flag holders.
That's an upcharge. You didn't talk about it before I got here.
He's like, we're going to do a drive-by after the Super Bowl. It's a whole different
kind of light bar, man. I can't just put a flag. I'm going to zip tie a flag onto this light bar. Get the zip ties out. Matt, Maddie, you got some cheers?
Just cheers out to the Zachs. You know, thanks for being supportive of us. I'm sure we've all had a drunken time there or two, and they put up with us. So, cheers out to Wazoo for the fresh research and development samples. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Nick?
Cheers to the Zacks as well. As they said, it's not goodbye. It's see you on the flip side. See you on another time. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Cheers also. I saw Mr. Mike Cruz out in the wild.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Sequoia's Mike Cruz.
Not downtown. Yeah. I was like, hey, I know you. How you doing?
Were you in the mountain? Were you on a trail? Were you on the trail in the mountains on a trail?
No, I was in the village.
Oh. In the village. Were you out of the barrel?
No. We were just walking. We live close enough to where we take walks around the neighborhood, and lo and behold, we were close enough to walk to Fig Garden and get some cookies from Hungry Bear.
That's a solid walk.
Yeah, it's a nice walk. Sunday was beautiful. Sunday is a beautiful day here in the valley.
You earned that cookie.
Yeah.
There's a trend on TikTok. It's just like somebody's in their car, and it's just like, I don't know why, but every time I do this, and it's like they do the they make the motion of moving the steering wheel left twice, and they end up at something. That's my brother for Fig Garden Village. He accidentally moves the steering wheel left twice, and boom.
Oh, Chipotle and cookies. What could go wrong?
Well, here we go.
Got to go to Urban Eats, man.
You can support Mikey's favorite post office there, too.
Yeah.
That is my shipping facility.
Little baby post office. It's such a little baby.
Yes.
With authentic wood.
Wood. wood. Post office wood.
If you are a Valley resident, please check out Elbow Room's new general store.
What?
In the old banquet room.
What is that?
So because you can't have banquets anymore, Elbow Room converted their banquet room into a general store where you can buy meats that they sell in the restaurant, whiskeys and wines that they also sell in the restaurant, breads from different bakeries that they sell to go. You could buy all the stuff to go now. Hmm. I had a hand in the remodel. I'm not saying how or why.
Influencer.
I'm an influencer. So go check out the general store.
That was a little bit of a popular trend, was because restaurants have access to certain grocery items that regular stores didn't do for a while. And so that was kind of a smart marketing thing. It's like, hey, you can't find eggs. Well, you know, get some stuff from us and dinner while you're at it. And so
I wonder,
it's a neat little feature.
I wonder, Nick, take part in that undercover millionaire place there, Shepherd's Inn, Shep's.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
That would have been cool, though.
That'd be cool. Yeah, if you're wanting to see a Fresno location, this season of, is it Undercover Millionaire? Is that what the show is? Mm-hmm. I have it recorded on there. I've watched a little bit of it. There's a Shepherd's Inn, one of a place across downtown Fresno. It's on there. I've been in there.
Yeah. I've seen some previews for it, but I haven't.
It's pretty
looked
cool.
At it further.
There's like four different locations and one of them is Fresno. So let's go. I would like to also say cheers to the Zacks. Thank you for doing, you know, being so cool to us and doing what you did. And cheers to all our listeners that supported Zacks. And thank you. Just thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And we'll obviously, anything in the future that happens with the Zacks will be on top of it. So thank you guys. I know it's gonna get good. It's gonna get better. Just gotta heal for a little bit while, and then and get back to it and have the Zacks on again. Do it all over again. So big cheers to everyone that supports them and supports their local brewery. That's why we always, everyone's always like hammering on support your local brewery. Cause that's why, man, you gotta do it. If you got a good brewery in town, like a Zacks Brewing, you gotta support them as much as you can because they may not be there next week. So thanks everyone for listening to the show. Really appreciate you guys being with us and being part of the Perfect Pour community. Remember, on Friday nights on the Zoom, there is a Friday night virtual Get It on Zoom. All the listeners, any listener of the show, you don't have to be a Golden God. By the way, cheers to our Golden Gods. You can just be a listener to the show and get in on those Zooms. If you look in the show notes, there's a link to our Discord channel, and you can check that out. And hopefully that all the information for the virtual Get It gets posted on that Lagerlined channel. If not, you can message us or message like Mr. Jazz or anybody that's in on those Get Its if you want to. Yeah, everyone's welcome. Just kind of drop in, show up, have some fun. Other than that, thanks for sharing the show on your own social media feeds and talking about us. Really appreciate it. PerfectPourPod.com is our website. Thanks, everyone, for reading the Drinking and Thinking, drinkingandthinking.substack.com. Well, that's about it, man. Have a great week. Enjoy the Super Bowl. There's not going to be a Budweiser commercial. What? No Budweiser commercial.
Why?
We'll see if craft beer gets dragged in a commercial, like the one going around. The whiskey commercial going around right now, or I don't know if it's whiskey or whatever, where they're making fun of craft beer. Like, so you got to try this. Filling craft beer aged on cheese, Gouda cheese, goat cheese. We'll see if the craft beer gets made fun of during the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about it next week. Have a great week.
Yes.
Be safe.
Maybe.
Have fun.
Okay.
Check your dates.
Oh, I was turn the can. Check them.
No, where are
you going? Turn the can.
Turn the can over.
Hashtag turn the can.
Think about the next guy, man.